This week, we took up a couple of pro-life bills that are significant. We haven't been successful in passing them yet. We also have begun debating some education reforms. The first pro-life bill that we took up, Senator Wallingford bill, addresses the problem that we've seen growing in St. Louis, what's been termed an abortion sanctuary city, where we have local municipalities that are saying, we're going to make it, not only make abortion available here, but we're going to actually push back against those institutions that would defend life against abortion tactics. Senator Wallingford did a great job. He talked for several hours on the floor trying to answer the questions of some of the minority party who were very much against interfering in any way with someone's choice to kill their baby instead of to try to maintain that pregnancy to its conclusion. And I was just really grateful that he was willing to stand and defend it for that long. A little bit later in the week, Senator Onder took up his bill, which is to try to address some of the atrocities that we've seen come out of Planned Parenthood. He as well came under assault from a filibuster from the minority party who really doesn't want to see anything infringe on Planned Parenthood's abortion practices. I was just looking at some statistics this week during the debate, actually, while things were going on the floor, and they basically were in a filibuster to try to keep the bill from passing. I began to do just a little research online about the history of abortion, and particularly because some of the people that were filibustering are in the minority in terms of racial minority, wanted to see what the impact has been on that community. It was interesting that 80% of abortion clinics are in minority neighborhoods. That's pretty telling because that's where you're more likely to have candidates for abortion. It's also true that there are three times more African-American children killed by abortion than there are white children killed by abortion. And almost twice as many African Americans and Hispanics are killed by abortion. You've actually heard people like Alveda King, who is the niece of Reverend Martin Luther King, call it genocide on the black race. That really is disturbing. And it's also disturbing whenever that information doesn't ever seem to be a part of the debate, whenever it's not acknowledged that abortion has become probably the greatest racial attack that we've seen since Germany. That's not completely surprising because when you realize that it was Margaret Sanger that actually began the organization that became Planned Parenthood, and she was very much a racist. She very clearly stated her goals was to purify the race, which eventually became the underpinning for the Nazi approach to race and to building this super race. She was an advocate and established the very first birth control center. That was the whole point of that. You know, it's one thing for us as senators to have opinions. We have a right to our opinions, right or wrong. We may be wrong, but we have a right to that opinion. But we don't ever have a right to our own set of facts. Facts are facts. And that's some of the things I found in those same references that over a period of time, those Planned Parenthood clinics who claim that they're there for the health of women, they supported 5,000 adoptions during this period of time. But during that same period of time, they also permitted 300,000 abortions. So we're looking at multiples that are going towards killing minority children, not helping them become adopted. And that's disturbing. And that's why I supported both of those bills, continue to support them. I continue to pray that we'll be able to pass both Senator Wallingford's bill and Senator Onder's bill, and that we'll begin to expose as much as we can this tragedy of abortion that has killed so many Missourians and is particularly dangerous to racial minorities. The other thing that I think actually does even tie in a little bit there was the education reform options that were debated on the floor. Senator Koenig has a bill. It's called Education Savings Account Bill. I have a similar bill. Mine is a little bit broader based than his. His bill is confined to special needs children, for example, someone who's on an IEP, an individualized education program. And most Missourians probably know what that is. And also foster care children. And it is designed to allow parents to have an option in where they want to send their children to school. So if they think that the needs of their son or daughter are not being adequately met in the current educational environment, then this allows them to opt into this program. It would be tax credit funded. It would allow them to then move into any school of their choice or any education option of their choice, home education, virtual education, move to a charter school, move to a private school or even a sectarian school, and have their child educated in the form and format that they preferred as parents. I think parents know the needs of their children better than anyone else. I acknowledge that school counselors do their very best and teachers do their very best to get to know every child, but I just don't think you can ever make a case that anyone knows a child better than their parents. And their parents are the ones that can assess the effectiveness of whatever education model they're in, and assess other models and determine whether they would see more success for their children, their son or their daughter, in a different environment. And so that's the purpose of that bill, was to give that option to parents to have an education savings account, tax credit funded, that they would be able then to use and to qualified areas of education and send their children to be educated that way or keep them at home and educate them. The bill was on the floor for several hours. There was a major amendment offered, which was very similar to legislation that we've passed twice in the past. I expect ultimately that those amendments, which allow for some other education options, transfer in between schools from an unsuccessful to a more successful school situation, a lot of things that parents really need, particularly in the inner cities, but also even in the rural areas where we may have a large school district that's largely successful but may have one or two buildings that are absolutely failing the children. And there's no way, absent something like this, for those children to escape that environment and move into a different education environment where they are equipped for success and to take advantage of every opportunity and become everything God's created them to be.